Please be seated. This is the night when you brought our fathers, the children of Israel, out of bondage in Egypt and led them through the Red Sea on dry land. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from the gloom of sin and are restored to grace and holiness of life. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell and rose victorious from the grave. Those wonderful words from that ancient hymn, The Exultet, that began our liturgy tonight, making clear that this is the night. The night that is the Passover of our Lord. The night when Jesus passes over from death to life. From being contained in that tomb of death to a blaze of resurrection life. No matter what those who crucified Jesus thought, they were oh so very wrong. God's love cannot be held within the tomb. God's love will not remain in death's grip. Tonight, we come to the end of our journey through this week, through these past days, where we began with shouts of Hosanna last Sunday, which sadly quickly turned to shouts of Crucify Him. And we journeyed on to the upper room, where Jesus shares an intimate and final meal with his disciples, taking ordinary bread and wine that become his body and his blood, taking water used to wash feet, and making that a symbol of servant love. And then we traveled on to the foot of the cross, to see with horror, to gaze upon the worst humanity can do, to see also the depth of God's love in response. Jesus loving through that whole experience, even as violence is used against him, even as humanity is consumed with hatred, Jesus loves. God loving us so much as to come among us and to suffer death on the cross for us. And then this night we gathered in the darkness of that tomb of death, but knowing the story did not end there. It does not end in the defeat of love. Jesus takes the worst that humanity can do, hate, quest for power, violence. Jesus takes all of those evils into himself and puts them to death on the cross. And through his death, we are set free from everything that alienates us, everything that has hold of us, everything that separates us from the love of God, from ourselves, from one another, from creation. Through the power of his resurrection, we are set free even from the power of death. And we are then free to live resurrection life. This night we gathered at the font, that place where through the waters of baptism we die to the old life, the life of sin, of self-interest. We die to Satan and the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God. We renounce the evil powers of this world that corrupt and destroy the creatures of God. We give up all sinful desires that draw us away from the love of God. And at that font, through the waters of baptism, we are raised to new life in Jesus through his resurrection. We turn to Jesus and accept him as our Savior. We put our whole trust in his grace and love. And we follow and obey him as our Lord. The resurrection of Jesus that we share through the waters of baptism sets us free. Free from a life of fear, of anxiety, free from the violent ways of this world, set free to love as Jesus loves. To love when it is easy, when we feel like it, when there is no effort involved, and when it is oh so hard and we don't want to. Even that hard work of loving those who are considered enemies, those who might hate us, we love. Tonight's gospel from the account in Matthew, we hear about the women going at dawn to the tomb, and they expect it'll be just like it was. Jesus dead in the tomb, the stone in front. But no, there's an earthquake, there's the angels, the stone is moved. And the words, "Do not be afraid. Jesus has been raised." Then Jesus says to them, "Do not be afraid. Go to Galilee. Tell the men, go to Galilee. We have work to do there." I think that this resurrection account, the others, show us that resurrection is not an easy thing to grasp. It certainly isn't intellectually. It's surprising. It's amazing. It can be terrifying. It can lie outside our expectations. We expect that tomb to be sealed. And so it takes time for the disciples to understand what has happened, what it means that Jesus is raised from the dead. It takes time for us. But the reality is that in the resurrection, on this night, our deepest longings, our sadness, despair, our suffering is answered by God's love. Answered with a dazzling light kindled in the darkness of death and the tomb. A light that strips away our fear and disbelief. A light that overcomes terror. A light that overcomes the power of sin and death. We might be tempted to look for the living among the dead, to accept the ways of this world as well, just how things are. Maybe even to comfort ourselves with what we see and know. But Jesus has something different in store for us. Jesus calls us into that tomb, stepping outside of our comfort, seeing that indeed the tomb is empty. There's no life there. There's no reason to remain there. Jesus, this night, brings new life. Jesus escapes the grip of death and brings us with him in a blaze of resurrection light. Because Jesus comes to free us from the ways of this world, the ways of death, the empty promises of the world. Jesus defeats the power of sin and death so that we are free to choose life in him, to walk in his resurrection light, to walk in love as Jesus loves us. This is the Passover of our Lord. This is the night that Jesus passes from death to life and takes us with him. He grabs us by the wrist, just like that icon of the resurrection where he's got Adam and Eve, and pulls them into resurrection life. Jesus grabs you and me and lifts us above this world, lifts us to the divine life of the Trinity, pulls us out of the death of the tomb to eternal life. This is the night. Let us give thanks for the great victory won for us by the death and resurrection of Jesus. And let us always walk in the new life of the risen Christ. I close with these words of John Chrysostom, one of the greatest preachers of the church, of the ancient church, who has an Easter sermon that he wrote so many centuries ago that we still know and love. And Chrysostom says, and I quote, "Death, where is your sting? Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen and you are overthrown. Christ is risen and demons have fallen. Christ is risen and angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life rules. Christ is risen and not one dead remains in the tomb. For Christ, having risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those that slept. To him be the glory and the dominion forever. Amen.